just been fantastic. I want to, in these last few minutes, pay special tribute and give special thanks to an awful lot of people that have made this event just so fantastic. There are a lot of people that come up onto the stage, but there are a lot of people that help to make this happen that don't go on the stage. In fact, a lot of the time they're wearing black so they try not to be seen too much, so that they don't interfere with just the wonderful proceedings that they're actually facilitating. I want to bring out two special people to give special thanks, and I want you to raise the roof for them, because we've got a small events team in our US office. And these two people led the charge and facilitated and coordinated and planned and pulled their hair out at the last minute to make sure everything just went perfectly. And it really has done. So please give them a huge standing ovation. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephanie and Anna, please come up. I know that there are many that are out in the foyers making sure that everything's going to be taken care of as well, but any that are within the sound of my voice, any member of staff that has supported this weekend event, I'd like you to please also make your way up to the stage. Involvement, collaboration, cooperation, supporting each other, loving each other, lifting each other, serving each other. And these people here behind me personified that, just like each of you do. So I want to finish on just one thought for you to take away this evening or this afternoon. And that is, I mentioned before, this concept of sheep. You know, we're social animals, but a lot of human nature is a lot like sheep. We follow the crowd. We do what everyone else is doing because it's popular, because it's maybe, if the masses are doing, maybe it's right. And we do that a lot because we doubt ourselves. And we question, what is right? Is this best? And then it's not so much between choosing between right and wrong. That's often, the vast majority of us can get that. We know the difference between right and wrong. The challenge for a lot of us is choosing between better and best, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we don't want to be satisfied with good. We don't want to be satisfied with good, and we don't want to be satisfied with better. We're all about being the best. And I think I'll use an example from nature that I think illustrates the point really well. The wonderful, quirky little creature called the caterpillar that somehow goes into a self-made cocoon and emerges as a glorious butterfly. Where did those wings come from? Where did that color come from? How did it suddenly learn to fly when all it could do before was just crawl about on little leaves? Don't you find that fascinating? It's not the only example of nature, but it's certainly a great one. That no matter what we think we are, our capacity to change isn't limited to just a little bit. It's open up to the miraculous. Do you agree? And here in the camp, our task is to welcome in all of the wonderful sheep that are around the world and help them to transform miraculously into shepherds. I don't know where anywhere else where that can happen best than right here in the camp, where a sheep transforms into a shepherd and becomes something that they never believed was possible to become. So I want to invite each of you, as you walk away today, to look within yourselves and ask, who am I really? What is my true potential? Because whatever we think we are, even if we think it's pretty great, I promise you, you've only just turned a little part of the leaf of the water of the bench. And the more we invest ourselves in this great cause, the more we have the capacity to become. And that's what it's all about. Our investment for you is to help you to become your very best. Humans being more is humans being their very best. We want you to be your own self, not someone else, but we want you to be the best version of you you can possibly be. Because every caterpillar can emerge as a beautiful butterfly. And wonderful, beautiful, fluffy sheep can emerge and transform here at Beacon into masterful, wonderful shepherd leaders. And that's what we invite everyone here to become with us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us. Thank you for being great shepherds. Thank you for being truly humans to be God. We love you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. How about you?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good luck with everything.
Same to you.
Fresh start.
Yes, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have one special request. One special request. One of our consultants has lost their scooter key. If you find a scooter key, please turn it into the front desk of the hotel. Thank you.